Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 8th day of September 2006. I traveled to New York today, be there throughout the weekend. We'll be posting reports and analysis of what's going on with the different demonstrations and protests and vigils exposing the official 9/11 story as a fraud. I'll also be reporting live from Ground Zero Monday morning, or in Eastern time zones, at 12 noon. I'll be calling in when Bob Dacey is sitting in for us on Monday and Tuesday. And speaking of Bob Dacey, he's going to be riding shotgun with us in the third hour. He writes for the New American Magazine and has been fighting the New World Order now for almost a decade. Good friend of mine. He'll be basically in the cockpit for you on Monday and Tuesday. We have professor and researcher and author Peter Dale Scott joining us in the second hour today about his new 9/11 book that he's co-written with David Ray Griffin concerning 9/11, continual 9/11 coverage as the fifth anniversary approaches. And a brief interview I'm going to have with some great young men coming up at the bottom of the hour in about 30 minutes who are going to be holding a big protest Monday concerning 9/11, exposing the inside job operation. And these young men will be joining us to tell us about that coming up at the bottom of this hour, as I said. This is really old news for our listeners, but it's just one more of hundreds of stories that we reported on 4, 5-plus years ago that are now mainstream news. New York Post, dying nun, wants her body autopsied to prove 9/11 toxicity killed her. Also, most 9/11 researchers at Ground Zero have breathing problems, 70%. Another report here out of the London Telegraph concerning what's happening. And CBS News is now reporting they've gotten city memos about the cover-up, not just the asbestos that jacketed Building 7, Tower 1 and 2, that was aerosolized from the explosives and blasted across Manhattan, but at the very same time there were tens of thousands of thermostats that were mercury-switched based with large amounts of mercury, liquid mercury, in each one of the components, not to mention all the toxicity from the computers that was aerosolized from the massive explosions. Again, if the buildings really collapsed, they would just smoke and crinkle and fall over. Of course, it's scientifically impossible for that to even happen, but you wouldn't see them with huge blast points exploding, squibs, and then ejecting pulverized concrete, steel, and asbestos out for everyone to breathe. I'm not tooting our horn. It's just that I got criticized at the time saying, don't give your money to the Red Cross, United Way. They won't give it to the people, and they'll steal it, and they'll use it for gun control. And then, of course, it came out all over national television, Fox, CNN, Associated Press, that they did do just that. For 2 weeks, we told everyone to mail gas masks, or at least the paper surgical mask, to a nearby church that had their head screwed on straight that was asking for breathing apparatus. And I know that the listeners of this show sent in thousands of gas masks and paper masks. So at least we tried to help the firemen and police, the same police that when you go to Ground Zero will yell and scream at you and point machine guns at you and laugh at you and tell you there's no First Amendment, poor fools that they are, love this corrupt murdering government that pumped mercury and asbestos into their little lungies. But now the police are waking up and realizing that we were their friends all along. In fact, in martial law that I shot 2 years ago in New York at the RNC, some cops were nodding their heads when we talked about asbestos. Others were laughing and thought it was real funny. It's not funny. What happened to you is not funny. I know you want to laugh about it, some of you, because you're mentally ill. But we still care about you, even if you're as dumb as a fence post. All right, we'll come back and into all this news and a lot more. Huge broadcast today. Stay with us.
It's here at
mercury, urine production, and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are off to New York today for this historical fifth anniversary coming up on Monday. We'll have a live talk show host sitting in for us on Monday and Tuesday. I will be calling in with live reports multiple times during each broadcast from Ground Zero as the massive vigil that's been organized for the last year by many different groups, 9/11 Truth in New York, the Loose Change Boys, myself, and many, many others. But New York 9/11 Truth and the Loose Change young men are on the front lines of this and should be commended. I hope to see you all in New York. I know a lot of Austinites are getting on planes today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and flying into the Big Apple, where George Bush will be grandstanding as the hero, as the savior, when his criminal regime is responsible for the attacks, and it is going to be nauseating. But at the same time, we're going to be there and ensure the mainstream media has to report on 9/11 Truth and the fact that we will not stop until the criminals that carried out these murderers are brought to justice. An incredible report by Jerry Mazza, and I've been aware of this for several years, but now more research has been done on it. I want to get Jerry Mazza on next week with Online Journal. Following Zach Heim and Pentagon Trillions to Israel and 9/11. Now, I have not, you know, jumped on the bandwagon to say that Israel carried out 9/11. I know Israel stages terror attacks. That's been in Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post. 4 years ago, Israel got caught, quote, creating fake al-Qaeda groups and staging bombings. They've also caught some of the so-called right-wing settlers staging bombings to blame it on the Arabs and the Palestinians. And then there are some real suicide bombers and suicide shooters, suicide stabbers, who are just so upset about the way they live and losing family members that they do carry out attacks. But the really high-intensity ones are generally carried out by Mossad or Shin Bet or a client group that they've hired out. And there were the reports of the dancing Israelis, and I even have interviewed the sheriff there in Bergen County in New Jersey, who witnessed them from across the water. Some of his deputies did, dancing around celebrating, so he arrested them, and it turned out they were clearly Israeli intelligence assets, and the White House pulled strings and got them all released. But that doesn't mean Israel carried out the attack. I mean, let's be clear. Israel is a terrorist state. Israel is involved in staging terror attacks. Israel is an organ of the New World Order. But so are many of the Arab states. See, people can't get this. It's not one group's good, one group's bad. It's that almost all governments on earth have wickedness in high places, and these evil people, these evil global gangsters, work together. But we do know that Mr. Zakheim at the Pentagon is a very creepy individual and was over the operations that resulted in trillions coming up missing. And we know he is a known double agent of Israel. We know he's an Israeli citizen. And the research that Jerry Mazza has done, I have ferreted it out and found it to be, unfortunately, extremely accurate. And this does move me a lot closer to believing that Israel may not just have been in a support role in 9/11, but may have been intimately involved. And then you've got the Larry Silverstein tie-in and several other really scary points. And we know the neocons, most of them are double agents. At least the neocons at the Pentagon are double agents, known citizens, dual citizens of Israel. Our Homeland Security Director, Chertoff, his father was one of the founders of Mossad. And his family members writing hit pieces on myself and others with the folks that wrote the book on yellow journalism going back to the sinking of the Maine, Hearst Publishing. So you start connecting these dots, it doesn't look good. Obviously, Israel couldn't make NORAD stand down. Israel couldn't, you know, call the public officials and tell them not to fly. And Israel couldn't mass 44,000 U.S. troops surrounding Afghanistan in the months before 9/11. Our government were the main orchestrators of this, but who in our government was? And clearly, Israel's got their fingers in the pie, so does British intelligence. And so we just go where the evidence takes us. So we'll be getting into this report by Jerry Mazza in this hour. Following Zakheim and Pentagon trillions to Israel and 9/11, think of this as part two of a previous article I wrote, my online journal article on Zakheim, former Bush appointee as Pentagon comptroller from May 4th, 2001 to March 10th, 2004. At the time, he was unable to explain the disappearance of $1 trillion. It's a lot more than $1 trillion. Actually, nearly 3 years earlier, Donald Rumsfeld announced on September 10, 2001, that the audit discovered $2.3 trillion was also missing from the Pentagon books. This story, as I mentioned, was buried under 911 rubble. The two sums disappeared on Zakheim's watch. And it goes on. Yet on May 6, 2004, Zakheim took a lucrative position at Booz Allen Hamilton, one of the most prestigious strategy consulting firms in the world. One of its clients then was the Blessed Relief, a charity said to be a front for Osama bin Laden. Well, of course, it's going to be a CIA funding arm. Booz Allen and Hamilton then also worked closely with DARPA, the Defense Agency Research Projects, which is the research arm of the Department of Defense, so the dark card was shifted to another part of the deck. And we will go over this article a little bit later in the hour. It's long, it's exhaustive, and it's just sick. You heard Bill Christensen, former top CIA analyst, ran an entire division of the CIA, saying there's really all the evidence points towards total inside job, not just part inside job, or i.e. the government let it happen and greased the skid and left the barn door open. No, no, no. All the evidence, the only evidence that fits in it, in context, and isn't voluminous, it's legion, is total inside job. The entire official story is a fairy tale. Meanwhile, I remember a month after 9/11, the EPA, Christina Todd Whitman, issued a report. There had been massive inhalation of mercury from the tens of thousands of switches in the thermostats. And there's also mercury and a lot of other toxic chemicals and metals in other pieces of machinery, computers, that was aerosolized by the buildings mysteriously turning into dust. Again, that wouldn't happen in a real collapse, folks. Remember the giant plumes of dust shooting thousands of feet in the air? And they reported that their detectors did pick up asbestos and particulates, and one of the new reports came out that was done by a university and said that it was the equivalent, the toxic mixture of dust was as caustic, or more caustic was the quote, than drain cleaner or Drano. So it was a mixture of mercury and asbestos and other really dangerous compounds. And then suddenly the report came out days after saying, no, that was a mistake. EPA made a mistake. EPA reissued the report saying that the air was normal, that it was just normal pollution, no big deal. I mean, if you believe those giant plumes and in some areas 5 feet of dust on the ground, New York City itself with like an inch, I mean, all of Manhattan had at least an inch of dust on it. They're still finding bones and body parts across the street in 25-story buildings. That's how explosive it was. And big piles of dust. It's so toxic, workers are refusing to even go into some of the big buildings like Bankers Trust and remove everything because now they know how poisonous it is. So there's some background. As of the time I made martial law a year and a half ago, what was it, 12 of the 18 rescue dogs, many of them that were just 5, 6 years old, had all died of bizarre lung problems or nasal or esophageal cancer. And now, last report, all of the dogs have died. Thousands of police and firemen have now died. I have mainstream reports now on that. Thousands and thousands of others, including volunteer rescue workers and military people, are dying. They have done CAT scans of their lungs. It's totally misted with asbestos and other chemicals and compounds. And, again, I have a whole stack of news articles. We're doing a big rundown of this and a big article that's going to be out in the next day or two on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. But here it is from CBS News today. Documents. Feds, city knew of Ground Zero toxins. Well, we wrote these articles years ago. I mean, they came out and admitted it, and then Bush didn't want to pay. Well, was it 96 or 98 million? It's here in the stack. 90 plus million dollars to at least give them treatment. They didn't want to admit all that and have lawsuits. It's just, hey, go crawl in a hole and die, cops. Let your teeth fall out. Firemen, let your, vomit your lungs up, basically. And we're not even going to take care of you when you die. We're just going to say you died of some natural cause. Just like when the troops die of depleted uranium. They don't get any medical treatment, even though New Scientist and New York Daily News and others have done scans and biopsies of living and dead troops and just full of DU. It just doesn't matter now, see. They know you'll put us in camps, you'll put black masks on and run around in black uniforms and beat us up. You'll serve your masters, you'll huff poison, you love them. You love serving evil. You love being slaves. So, I'm still sad for you. But I just don't know why you don't know who your friends are. I mean, I had cops laugh at me 2 years ago at the RNC, just about 2 years ago now, a little over 2 years. And I would just point out, hey, many of your colleagues are dying. You don't believe the government could carry out 9/11? Well, they didn't care about you to give you medical treatment. And about half the cops would laugh or kind of wave their machine gun in my direction, their Heckler and Koch MP5s. But others will get little tears in their eyes and nod and cough. I remember that, too. Yeah, because you're not feeling too well. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call 792-953-0267.
What's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now? No, I'm not talking about CBS News admitting the government covered up the fact that new police, firefighters, and emergency workers and the people of New York huffed deadly poison. They knew day one what was happening, it turns out, and they didn't decide to tell anybody to take proper precautions. We did. You see, we're involved in common sense. We said send breathing mask. But no, people sent their money to the Red Cross, the United Way, so they could give it to gun control groups, because you don't want to listen to me. Well, this is out of KSL Television in Salt Lake City. Horrible news. BYU professor on paid leave for 9/11 theory. They want to persecute scientists and researchers because they don't want the truth coming out. Just like they fired Kevin Ryan, BYU engineer, Kevin Ryan, Underwriting Laboratories engineer who did internal test of the towers. They underwrote them. Then they did for a year test of the structural steel and found that the official story was impossible. And he was going to publish his findings. He was the chief engineer on the project, and he was fired. Well, now it's the same thing here. BYU professor on paid leave for 911 theory. Gene Kennedy reporting a controversy over words at BYU this morning. A professor is on paid leave for suggesting the government is responsible for the destruction of the World Trade Centers. By the way, the investigation on whether to decide whether to begin canning Professor Jones started with a WorldNet Daily article that falsely, they retracted it, but not before the damage was done, that Mr. Jones called for the violent overthrow of the government. He made no such claim. They had to retract it. But, boy, a certain lawyer is going to be in a lot of trouble who wrote that article if Mr. Jones loses his job. And this is when the review began. This is when he was called in. The man on paid leave is Dr. Stephen Jones. He's a physics professor involved in the so-called 9/11 truth movement. So-called. See, they're playing hardball now, boys and girls. Jones believes unnamed government agencies orchestrated the fall of Twin Towers and says there's evidence to back it up. 2 weeks ago, he published his theory in a paper called Why, Indeed, Did the World Trade Center Buildings Collapse? In it, the professor says the towers fell not because of planes hitting them, but rather prepositioned demolition charges. He cites research contained at BYU on materials from Ground Zero, asserting these materials show evidence of thermite, a compound used in military detonations. He says terrorists could have never set those charges. The State Department has released a rebuttal to Jones' theory in a 10,000-page report that we've scanned over. It's a total fraud. BYU made this statement last night. Physics professor Stephen Jones has made numerous statements about the collapse of the World Trade Center. BYU has repeatedly said that it does not endorse assertions made by the individual faculty. However, we are, concerned about the increasingly speculative and accusatory nature of these statements by Dr. Jones. The university added BYU remains concerned that Dr. Jones' works on the topic has not been published in appropriate scientific venues. He's asked them to be reviewed by large peer-reviewed journals. He's had other professors review it, and he has published scholarly reports on it. So here they are trying to sue the university over this, and trying to claim, it's crackerjack science. It is rare for some in Dr. Jones' position to be under review because he has taught at BYU for more than a decade. He began his career at the university in 85 and has been known for his cold fusion research, which was very conservative, folks. It was the government hired him to research it, Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories. The other professors will teach his classes while he's on paid leave. He will be allowed to conduct research in the field, but the university is reviewing his actions. So there you have it. They do not like the fact that he went to memorials and got samples and tested it and found thermite residue compounds, not just thermite, the type used in demolition, patented. They do not like the fact that he's got video from news choppers and cameras showing the molten steel pouring out. They do not like the fact that, they fired Kevin Ryan, who was the chief engineer over the project for Underwriter Laboratories. That when you look at your life vest, you look at fire extinguishers, they say UL. When you look at big buildings, it says certified by UL. They certify all the major buildings and structures and safety devices in this country. And they did a year-long study with models and found that the official story was impossible. Because at first they thought, well, we better go study these buildings and find out why this happened. And so their engineer, who ran the studies, came out and said this couldn't have happened. And they said, well, don't publish that, don't tell anybody. And he did. He just put out a letter, public letter, to his bosses saying, hey, we need to research this, we need to go public with this. And they said, hey, you know what, you're fired. In New Mexico, one of the biggest mining colleges in the country, demolition expert, the head of the college went public. They threatened to jerk all his funding. He did a 360 real fast. So, scientific persecution, I guess if we start saying the world is round, maybe professors will get fired or get removed or get put on leave for that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once, and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sorry I'm back a minute late. You had to listen to music. I was talking to Professor Stephen Jones on the phone for the last 3 minutes. Talk about multitasking, and I scribbled down a few basic statements from him, and it's just that, quote, and again, this is chicken scratch here. We're going to put it, codify it a little bit better and post it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in a few minutes above the Deseret News article that just came out, concerning how he's been put on administrative paid leave for his 9/11 theories. And it's just this, that at this time, this early on, he feels like he better not say anything until he knows more. And then I just questioned him. I said, well, the paper spins it like the university is saying that you don't have, you know, that this hasn't been peer reviewed, and he responded saying it has been triple reviewed by other scientists and researchers with degrees. And I said, so you're saying you then disagree with the statement that it wasn't peer reviewed? And he said, well, read that carefully. The paper attempts to say that, but you know, says it with some legalese, and that's really not what the university is even saying. But then he just said that I'm a friend and that he just really couldn't say any more. And then he said something else, and I tried to write it down here. I can't even read my writing. So we're going to go back over these notes later and try to talk to the professor during some other breaks and find out more. But the persecution of academics. We have Kevin Barrett up in Wisconsin, who the legislature is calling for him to be fired, a tenured professor. We have other professors. We had a professor, in New Hampshire, a few weeks ago, or last week we had him on, who's questioning the official story, and they're calling again to fire him. This is how they respond. If you don't believe the official fairy tale that Building 7 wasn't, you know, hit by a plane, but it just magically fell, and that the fires weren't hot enough to burn people standing in the holes in the buildings, but the building still collapsed. And if you don't believe the fairy tale, if you don't believe the world is flat, you're fired. Or we're going to put you on leave, or we're going to try to fire you. Now, I want to get more into CBS News reporting documents. Feds, city, knew of Ground Zero toxins. I remember like 4 or 5 days into it, it was radio talk show hosts like myself and others who said, hey, they better have some breathing apparatus. They better have something to shield their lungs. I was saying that day one, those firemen and police just running around in that rubble. And, of course, FEMA and others, they didn't run out and clear out all the Home Depots and all the Lowe's, and they didn't have helicopter flights in with all the gas masks out of the military bases. No. In fact, I've got photos and video of 2 days after, 4 days after, a week after, 2 weeks after, 3 weeks after, a month after, still all that dust blowing around, that haze. I mean, photos a month later, there's still this gray haze out there. The bulldozers all stirring it up, the backhoes, the cranes, and they don't even have masks on then. Those buildings were built and jacketed with, I forget the exact number, it was tens of thousands of tons of asbestos, because the walls were made out of pressed asbestos. The fire retardant on the pillars was jacketed with asbestos, which is a great fire retardant, by the way. Nobody ever talks about that. Yeah, jet fuel burns at 1,200 to 1,600, but it's supposedly going to melt steel that doesn't weaken until 20-something 100 degrees. But it just goes on and on. But it's all jacketed in that, and I could pull up the number. I mean, it was just massive amounts of asbestos used in those buildings, in that whole complex, built back in the 60s when they were still using asbestos. Oh, boy. Professor Jones sounded so sad. He's such a nice person, such a sweetheart, a good person. And it makes my blood boil to see people persecuted. But we're going to be persecuted for doing the right thing. We're dealing with murderers. We're dealing with killers. In fact, I want the numbers for BYU University. I want the number for the dean. Guys, can you bring that into me? I want the number for the chancellor. And I am sick and tired of it. We've got the neocons lobbying for Jones to be fired. That Mosley character who wrote the lawyer, who's tied in with a big neocon publishing firm, he wrote up a hit piece where he said Jones called for the violent overthrow of the U.S. government. And immediately, excuse me, take a drink of water here. Immediately, I thought, man, that's a weird thing to say in the third paragraph. I said, I believe that's a misprint, but we want to check it. So Paul Watson went and watched the entire C-SPAN piece. World Net Daily accredited that it was on the live C-SPAN television show, or the footage of that live event we did. unedited. So Paul watched it, I watched it, Aaron Dykes watched it, three of us sat there and watched it. We didn't remember Jones saying that. We thought, well, maybe he saw something on the web, so we went and watched Jones' speech. And we watched all the questioners. Jones said nothing even near it. No one on the panel did. No one did. And so we challenged WorldNet Daily. We said, listen, you better go watch the video footage of that. It's online for free. And you better find out that Jones didn't say that because he could get in trouble for this at his university. Well, sure enough, they didn't listen to us the first couple days. And then Professor Jones got called in and got called on the carpet. And I know some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that happened. It was bad. But I'm not going to say any more than that. I mean, he was very close to... If it would have been true, he'd have been in big trouble. And, of course, WorldNet Daily then got contacted by the head BYU lawyer, the chancellor's lawyer, and WorldNet Daily ran with their tail between their legs and printed a retraction at the top, just saying that the sentence referring to Stephen Jones' speech is incorrect. That isn't enough. You were still asked, WorldNet Daily, to specifically remove it or specifically state that he never said that, but you didn't do that. And Jones didn't want to talk about it when I just talked to him on the phone, but I'm not going to tell you what he told me, but you can put two and two together. Thanks a lot, WorldNet Daily. I guess you got what you wanted. But you know what? You're going to have a major lawsuit on your hands. And I've always told Vanity Fair and the New York Times and the Washington Post and the ADL and all of them who've lied about me and Popular Mechanics, you told lies about me. But see, I run my own operation. But if I ever am damaged, I'm not a litigious person, but I've sued people for libel before, and I've won. Most people can't say that, libel, slander. Okay, I have. I don't get into the air on that. But if you libel me and you hurt me, I am going to sue you and I'm going to win. Now, the ADL's garbage hasn't hurt me. The New York Times garbage hasn't hurt me. But these neocons on national talk radio that say I'm Al-Qaeda, if some Fruit Loop happens to do something to me, you're going to get sued and you're going to lose. And I'm saying this on record so people will remember this later if it happens. You people are despicable, despicable trash. And you try to run around with political terrorism to terrorize people and lie about them. And your days of being able to propagandize and get away with it are numbered. The alternative media is exploding. Your bosses are moving to try to shut down the free web. That's going to blow up in your face politically. Your COINTELPRO officers out there on the web trying to snipe at real patriots. People see right through that now. And the people are waking up. And I just want the listeners of this broadcast to get my DVDs, to get Terror Storm, and I want you to aggressively, and for the love of your families, but also for the hate of the New World Order, to get CD burners, and I want you to religiously make copies every single day, and I want you to give Terror Storm to everyone. I want you to get the other good 9/11 films that are out there and make copies of them and get them out to everybody. And we're going to defeat these people. They are so scared of you right now. We are cresting right now. We can go to the next level. I want you to aggressively pamphleteer and put up big printouts saying 9/11 is an inside job with websites with a big bucket of glue all over your downtown cities. I'm not going to tell you in this war to climb up with spray paint and spray paint billboards and spray paint overpasses and do banner hangs. Well, you can do banner hangs, but the spray painting government stuff, well, we can't say do that, can we? Because we're in a war against terrorists murdering killers, and we're going to expose them. Speaking of people that are taking action, two great young men here in Austin, Texas, and I'm going to get more into the asbestos and the mercury. Now, totally admitted. Now, I know police and firemen, you're still going to serve the government. Firemen are great folks. I don't want to knock you. Most cops are, too, but you still are pathetic. You will do whatever the government says. If they told you to stick your hand in a blender, you'd do it. I think if they told cops to drown their own children, they'd probably do it. If they told cops to blow their three-year-old's head off, they'd probably do it. They told them to smear their brains all over their face, they'd probably do it. I mean, really, you guys would do almost anything, wouldn't you? You make me sick. And I had cops laugh at me down there 2 years ago, and I tried to warn you. What's wrong with you people? Don't you have any self-preservation in you? Have you just been turned into such cowards that you'll do whatever you're told by a bunch of murderers? And listen, I won't sit there and pat you on the head and on a pile of rubble at ground zero and get on a bullhorn and talk about how great you are, meanwhile letting you die of everything you were breathing. See, I'll just tell it like it is. You're like somebody whose house is on fire, and I come in and say, get out of your bed, your house is on fire, the roof's about to collapse, there's flames shooting in the room, and you look at me and laugh at me. It's like I'm a fireman coming into your house, and I'm saying, get out of your bed, and you're going, there's no fire, there's no fire. And frankly, after I get done dragging you out by your hair, I'm probably going to slap you around a little bit, figuratively. I mean, I care about you, but you're just idiots. Why won't you get out of the bed? Why won't you get out of the house? Why do you deny what's happening? Why? Because you're cowards deep down, and you know deep down this is all true, and you don't want to face it. So because you don't want to face it, we're going to have a North American Union. They're going to force us to take more and more vaccines full of poisons and cancer viruses and mercury. They're going to take more and more children with CPS, 1.5 million a year now. All the horrors I have to look at and know about and see. I just am sick of watching all this happen. They're going to genetically engineer all our food. They're going to keep putting poisons in the atmosphere. I mean, look, the devil, it's got to be the devil, folks. This is something only the devil would do. The people running things have got a death wish themselves. The things they're doing are just so out of control. Speaking of political action, I appreciate these young men doing a great job. John Roberts and Matt Dayton, I believe we have both of them with us. UT Student Group, Project for a New American Citizen, and it's PNAC, PNAC Citizens, PNAC, and the C serves for PNAC and Citizens, one C, PNAC Citizens at hotmail.com, and they're leafleting aggressively all over town at our events. They've been putting big old handbills up on the walls everywhere. They're running around foaming at the mouth like I do. That's good. Because you should be running around foaming at the mouth figuratively over this. We got murdering killers that must be exposed. And they've trying to organize a big march coming up September 11th, a big demonstration here. If you're not there, you're scum. If you're not there, you're part of the problem. You're accessories to the fact if you don't go to this event. Okay, boys, how you doing today?
All right, Alex. Thanks for having us on.
Pretty good. Thank you very much for having us.
You bet. I would have had you on longer, but Jones is getting in a lot of trouble right now at BYU, and we got a lot of irons in the fire. But tell us about the event.
Do you want to go ahead and that?
Yeah, sure. We're going to have two protests on campus of UT. So the first one will be from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. noon at the West Mall. So that's right to the west of the main tower. The second protest will be from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. At the main mall. So that's just going to be right in front of the tower. From there, we're going to walk over to Burdine 216 and screen the premiere of 9/11 Press for Truth. So, that's basically it. We just want anyone who's not going to New York, anyone who's, you know, in Austin or the surrounding areas to just try and make it out. We want to make this as big as possible to let the UT campus as well as, you know, the general public know that we are here and we want to do something. So.
Well, good job. Tell people again the two dates of the protest and where those demonstrations are going to be located.
One more time. It'll be on September 11th. That'll be this Monday at 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. On the West Mall, which is right next to the main tower. So just go to the main tower and you'll see our event. The second event will be the same day. It'll be from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And that'll be also at the main tower. So,
all right. And I've asked my webmaster, Ryan Schlickhausen, to compile a page with all the big 9/11 demonstrations he can find. I know they're in L.A., Chicago, Kansas City, just all over the place there's demonstrations. And so we need to get all those posted for people that aren't going to New York so the people see us out in the streets, so the media is forced to report on the truth of 9/11. And I commend both you young men for taking action. What's the feel you're getting from UT students? Are they starting to wake up to 9/11?
Actually, they're being extremely receptive as far as, like, student tabling we were getting a lot of people to stop and really, like, look at everything. So it's, I would say, a very good reaction.
We're getting a decent reaction, but I think still, for the most part, there's a lot of waking up that needs to be done.
We need frothing. We need foaming. We've had people murder our people. They're turning our country into a police state. They're getting rid of our country. Listen, killers are on the loose. They run our country. None of us are safe. Get out there from every hill and mountain, from every church steeple, from every hilltop. Scream, yell. We're under attack. Be there next Monday. Tell them again.
Monday. Yes, Monday at 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. in the West Mall, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. the main mall, followed by a screening at 7:30 of 9/11 Press for Truth in Burdine 216.
All right, gentlemen. Keep it up. Thanks for all you're doing. Stay there. I want to come back and give out your phone number for anybody that wants to help you. Let's get 50 people to call you and help you print out more flyers.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
So the towers blew into little bits and aerosolized concrete and asbestos and mercury, and hundreds of other compounds. The emergency workers, the police, the firemen, the citizens that volunteered, people all over Lower Manhattan and beyond breathed this garbage, and the detectors all picked it up, and it was issued. The report came out. We have all those old reports, mainstream news, and the government just said, never mind that. The air is normal. They said it's normal. And so the police breathed deeply and trusted their lords. Documents, feds, city knew of ground zero toxins. CBS News, stunning proof has been uncovered. that the government knowingly put New Yorkers in harm's way after 9/11. No, what's happened is a bunch of cops and police and nuns and fire emergency people and EMS are all dying right now. They're dying every day in New York. And they're doing autopsies, and it's all coming out. I got those reports right here, so you're now having to admit it. CBS 2 News has obtained documents revealing that Lower Manhattan was reopened a few weeks following the attack, even though the air was not safe. The two devastating memos written by the U.S. and local government show they knew. They knew the toxic soup created at Ground Zero was a deadly health hazard, yet they sent workers into the pit and people back into their homes without the proper equipment. One of the memos from the New York City Health Department, dated October 6, noted the mayor's office is under pressure from building owners in the red zone to open more of the city. Folks, that's not what it is. See, they're still spinning it. Less than a month in, the EPA said they needed a $90-plus million fund for just the firemen and police. They knew they were going to die or be debilitated, full, at the bare minimum, that they needed and deserved to go on full disability, and they didn't get it. The money was blocked. Okay, that's the story here. The money was blocked. Again, the government doesn't care about you in New Orleans. They don't care about you on 9/11. They don't care about the troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. These are cold-blooded killers. If they'll kill 2,800 people, they're not going to care about you, and they're not going to give you the money you need for treatment or to at least have your medical bills paid for when you die and maybe your widow get a little bit of money. This is how they operate. But you laughed at me 2 years ago at Ground Zero. So stupid. So, because the Bush told you it was safe. The White House came out and said it was a conspiracy and it was political. Remember those reports? And the Democrats were just doing it to be mean. So fine. All your dogs are dead now. All of them. The cops are dying. The police are dying. The firemen are dying. The EMS people are dying. And it's a conspiracy theory. Here's the New York Post. Dying nun wants her body autopsy to prove 911 toxicity killed her. Here's another one. Most 911 rescuers at Ground Zero have breathing problems. Nearly 70% of the rescue workers who toiled in the dust and fumes at Ground Zero after 9/11 terrorist attacks suffered breathing problems, said a study by the Mount Sinai Medical Center in Manhattan. And it goes on for page after page. Just 40,000 plus people affected. Thousands dying. It's all right here. Dying. Their lives are over. They could have had gas masks in there in hours. They could have had thousands of gas masks in there, but they would have had to admit it was toxic. And so they made an announcement saying, oh, it's safe. Don't worry about it. It's just concrete dust. And the firemen and police went, okay, my government don't lie to me. My government good. My government not. My government trust. I not trust them. I not so much.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.